This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted his support for a new coronavirus aid package, something that's been debated in Congress for several months. And as cases rise in the U.S., the need for one is becoming larger. Senator Chuck Schumer says the reason there hasn't been a package passed is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The New York Democrat says McConnell has turned down every bill that's been brought up.
The bottom line is very simple. We need a large, strong COVID bill to deal with our problems. We have heard for months, every time we get close to a deal, Senator McConnell says no. He has become the Dr. No of COVID.
McConnell did bring a $500 billion targeted bill to the Senate floor before the election, but the passage was blocked by Senate Democrats. Syracuse's basketball team has suspended operations after their head coach tested positive for coronavirus. Jim Boeheim announced on Twitter Sunday that he tested positive for the virus and is isolating at home. The school's athletic director says the team will be tested multiple times over the next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gas prices picked up some steam, rising by 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. A returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He's been out since Week 4 with a knee injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's 4 wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for 3 scores and ran another one in as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. Arizona beat Buffalo 32-30 on a Hail Mary bomb from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins as time expired. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Happy Monday, a new week as we get closer to this holiday season. It's already, I guess in some cases, in some respects, already well underway. And well, I'll tell you, it'll be... I think it'll just be a change of pace that we need. I mean, in light of all that's been going on here in our country, still as we try to find out what is going on with our, with the election results and all that's happening right now. So it's important that we figure this out. Now we're waiting right now for Brooke McGowan is going to be joining us, and Brooke is with MAGA, and she's the founder of MAGA, and founder of MAGA Institute, which was involved with a. With the MAGA march over the weekend, and there was so much that was happening. And, hopefully she'll be calling in here in just a moment so she can update us as to, what happened there. Because, look at it. You saw in the afternoon. Well, here, Brooke is with us right now, so she can tell us all about it. Hey, Brooke, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you talked to us on Friday, and here it is Monday after. I wanted to do this to get a follow up to get your report. I mean, we saw thousands of people on the streets there at our capital city in Washington, D.C., carrying signs for Trump. Even the president came out and saluted everybody and, was really appreciative of everybody's appearance there, supporting Trump Nation and also, supporting a free and fair election, right?
Absolutely. It was a beautiful sight early in the day, Bill. You said thousands. I guarantee you we made our mark of a million or more. Mm-hmm. Capitol Police about midday said a million. So, there's...
They did say, okay, because the headlines, of course, you get from the newspaper. So what are they going to say? They're saying tens of thousands. And you and I talked, sure. and you anticipated millions. So that's good that the Capitol Police had put it to that number. I mean, hey, look, the fact of the matter is that there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. And I got to imagine, the Democrats and even Team Biden are looking at the response and going, boy, I hope they don't figure out what happened with this Dominion software.
Right, right. So we know if we've been watching much of Rudy or even Sidney or Lynn
yes.
Wood on media that the Kraken is coming and they're about to break open some heads. And we are very excited to see that. But speaking of cracking heads, Antifa came out even before the sun went down, as you know,
right.
on Saturday. And they tried to make, they tried to intimidate. Looks like I got out of there about 4:30. We knew.
Oh, thank God! I was wondering if you were able to get out of there in time, because when I started seeing what was going on in the streets, and of course it overwhelmed the D.C. police. There was no way they could manage the crowd. And Antifa, they're such cowards. And Black Lives Matter, they're such cowards. They know how to go in the perimeter and pick and choose. And it's disgusting. They have no courage whatsoever.
and to separate people from the group, you know, just sort of like build a wall. And then that poor little couple you saw that got separated, the young couple, and she was assaulted with some kind of liquid and just terrified. And then the families that were terrified, and then the older gentleman that was hit in the face from behind the back, you know. And there were many, many more that were not videoed because, you know, it's hard to get something right on camera when it's happening. But there were many more assaults. They are cowards. That's why the Proud Boys, we are proud of the Proud Boys. And let me just state for the record, that is not a racist nor a white nationalist group. That is men of every creed, color, sexual preference and religion. Mm-hmm. And they are standing up for Western civilization. They were there in full force. They marched through the crowd. They let us know that they were there to protect us. They couldn't be everywhere because they're certainly not as many as there were marching, but they were there. We saw them when we ate dinner. We saw that we ate dinner early and got out of the city, like I said, before it got dark. But thank God for the Proud Boys. And I just want to give them a shout out. And,
well, that's great.
Also prayer warriors.
Yes.
You know, that gentleman you saw that was prayed over after he was hit in the head and fell down.
Do we know the status of that gentleman? Because when he got up, of course, he was bleeding, and one of the guys suggested that maybe he might have had some, possible brain damage or something, a concussion, certainly, because he had blood coming out from all parts there. It was not a good thing.
No, I did not see an update, nor do I know what he lost out of his person when he fell to the ground. Something fell out of his person. And
they said it might have been a cell phone or something that was taken. And Andy Node was doing a great job in reporting there as others and letting us know what was going on.
That's a great guy right there. That's
exactly.
A great journalist.
Right. But the other journalists, you know, where are they? Where's the rest of the mainstream media? They're not even around, you know, to report and capture this sort of thing. And
Of course not. That would go against the narrative that Proud Boys and that MAGA are the fascists. You know, they can't give the truth of who Antifa or Black Lives Matter are because that would go against the whole narrative. Listen, when this whole thing falls apart, when the rug gets taken out from under them and we know that's coming, I fully expect all of the things that we saw happening in May and June to happen again. The cities will burn.
Yes.
So I fully expect that President Trump is prepared for that. When he knows he has the mandate from the vote, because of this turnover from Dominion, when we see that happen, I fully expect the Insurrection Act to be instigated.
Yeah, I would not be surprised, and he was anticipating this even before the election, being well prepared not to allow what happened in Portland and some of these other cities, just because the Democratic governors and leadership were cowards themselves. And they were forsaking their first responsibility, and that is the security of their citizens, right?
That's right. And unfortunately, we see mayors in every, you know, major city across the country, and even a couple of Republican governors bending over, like in I think Georgia, Brian Kemp did some funny shenanigans with Dominion. All of this is going to come out. And even I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you're corrupt and you're supporting tyranny and you're putting money in your pockets based on this fraudulent election, you're going to go to jail. Sidney Powell has said she is going to come after you. Lynn Wood says they are coming at Rudy says we are coming after you. I trust the president's legal team. I have no doubt in it whatsoever that this is going to come to a full, you know, this is going to come to full fruition, and we're going to see the revelations of fraud and the revelations of a takeover like what's happened in Venezuela in the United States.
And the fact that Venezuela...
That's why Gitmo is so big.
Yeah, and the fact that Venezuela's tentacles are tied into this Dominion software is pretty provocative, I would say, to put it mildly. I've known Sidney Powell for, about 4 years now. She doesn't pull any punches. I mean, she's straight. I mean, what she says, just like she told Maria Bartiromo yesterday, you know, she doesn't say anything that she cannot prove. And she says the evidence is coming at her like it's coming out of a fire hose. But the challenge is going to be is that they need to be able to present the evidence. I mean, there's no doubt. There's just an incredible amount of evidence. But like anything, it's the old 20-80 principle. She's got to find that core, and I know she's smart. She'll figure it out what to do in terms of what to present, you know, out there that's so indisputable that people, we're just going to go, that's it. I mean, you know, the veil is pulled back and we see the Wizard of Oz loud and clear. What do you think?
Absolutely. Praise God for people like her, for people like even President Trump. You know, it was so cute to see him come out and so happy to see his people, because he's there for us, and we were standing for him on Saturday, and we will not stop.
Well, Brooke, thank you as always. Appreciate the update. Take care.
God bless.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, in New York City, the Guardian Angels are infamous for the great work that they do, the service to the community. And this is really an extension of Curtis Sliwa's family, this way his parents, the way they raised them. And he's carried that out and engaged his fellow angels to go and to serve, to wash and feed homeless on New York City subways, especially amid this COVID-19 pandemic that we continue continue to deal with. The last time Curtis and I spoke, I think it was one in every 125 New Yorkers is homeless, and that number, I'm sure, has gone even higher yet. Curtis, always good to be talking to you. How are you, brother?
Well, preparing for a second lockdown because the numbers are going up, the coronavirus, obviously the elected officials, they're just in constant flux. Here in New York, we have Governor Cuomo who argues with our mayor of New York City, de Blasio, and back and forth. So people are on edge. But naturally, we're ready. 300,000 New Yorkers have left for good. They're gone. They're not coming back. Many more are following them out of New York City. But the guardian angels, we've been through this before. We don't surrender. We don't retreat. We just recruit more, train more, patrol more, tend to the homeless, and as you mentioned, the emotionally disturbed.
Yes.
And we're in it for the long haul, and the long haul is not looking too good in New York City.
Well, Curtis, as you said, the city has been devastated. Our annual visit to New York during the holidays obviously has been canceled. You know, a lot of our friends, as you say, have moved out. A real estate friend of mine had, you know, shared with me that over 40,000 apartments are empty right now. Broadway will probably, I don't know, when do you think Broadway is going to be able to get back going? You know, a year, 2 years maybe, if we're lucky?
Well, the positive news is, obviously, we have now two companies who claim that their vaccine has worked really well.
Right, almost 95% effectiveness for that Moderna vaccine.
Right. So now the question is getting it out to the masses. Will the general population take it? Because, you know, there are a lot of concerns that people have with coronavirus and a vaccine against it, so it's going to require a lot of education. I wouldn't anticipate, Bill, getting back to New York and getting back to the Great White Way Broadway until maybe next fall. Next fall in 2021.
Well, we can hope it moves along that quick. That's faster than some others have suggested. But, hey, you're there. You're amongst them, and you know. And, of course, we also know some have called it the stubbornness. I call it the strong will of New Yorkers as such that, like you said, been there before. They can team up together, unlike the politicians who seem to want to make everything political. I mean, it's disgusting the kind of stuff that comes out of the mouths of the political leaders there in New York, and I say New York and in other parts of the country, that everything is, you know, looks like it's got to be a they're political hammers looking for political nails, and they can find plenty to bang around, I guess, and but it's not helping the rest of us, is it?
Well, just look at this example. You have President Trump, who's talked about how we've been able to expedite the discovery of a vaccine, how with warp speed we're going to use the U.S. military to distribute it, to try to get it to every needy American first, the ones who need it the most, and then eventually the general population.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a governor here who's anointed himself King Cuomo, who has said, no, we're not taking any vaccine from the federal government because Trump was involved with it. We're going to do our own studies first. And I'm scratching my head, Bill, and I'm saying, no, wait a second.
Yeah.
Everybody's cheering. Everybody's happy. This is good news.
Right.
But you see, what happens when you have a pandemic and an emergency, and these governors have given these extreme emergency powers in which they can write lockdown orders at will at businesses and communities, is that they get drunk with power.
Yes.
So imagine this. The governor of New York is saying, oh, we'll be last online because we don't trust the federal government because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump has nothing to do with developing the vaccine other than funding it.
Right.
These are professionals. These are people who fund our pharma drug industry. We take all types of their pharmaceutical products, and once it's FDA approved, why wouldn't New York want to be right up there with every other state getting their ample supply of vaccines? But oh no, our governor, because he wants to be King Cuomo. It's got to be his way, or forget about it. And who ends up being sacrificed in this process? Because
New Yorkers,
stupid
sure.
fight against the president.
Yes,
it's the residents of New York. Who many of them. It'll be another reason why to move out of New York. Let's get out of here. That's right. Line for the vaccine.
Well, he was the genius that came up with the idea of moving people seniors who had contacted COVID to put them into senior housing facilities and exacerbated the death rate among seniors. And then, of course, wanted to blame it on Trump for some reason. It's like, wait a minute. No, you were the governor. You were in charge. This was your decision. And as you say, what Donald Trump is responsible for is kicking into gear warp speed and putting the full forces of our government, unlike what happened in local municipalities and other states, they actually were unified to come up with this vaccine. And here, like never before, I mean, Curtis, we're talking, what, 8-9 months to come up with a vaccine that years past? I mean, we're looking 8 to 10 years to come up with a vaccine? I mean, exactly. This is Donald Trump's leadership.
Exactly. And look at this great partnership. Universities, big pharma, developers, scientists, all working in conjunction with the government.
Mm-hmm.
No hostility, no problems. And in record time, we have not one company now, but two American companies who have said that they've come up with a potential vaccine. It's still obviously got to go through some trials. But the first vaccines to be administered in December to those who are the most needy, the essential workers, because we know they've got to go back into the belly of the beast.
Exactly.
And deal in the ICU and the ER with those, unfortunately, who will be afflicted, the elderly, those with preconditions. This is great news.
Exactly. No, I agree.
He's not getting any credit for this.
No.
Together, medical coalition to get this done.
Amen. Chris, I wanted to talk to you particularly about what happened over the weekend. They had the Mega Million March in D.C., and you yourself personally were attacked by the anarchists and Antifa and Black Lives Matter people there in New York as you were protecting, you and the Angels were protecting New York businesses. What did you learn from this? Because what I saw happen, was a peaceful march. There was even the D.C. police had said that there was, in fact, over a million people there. Headlines were thousands, tens of thousands, really trying to downplay the response, but it was phenomenal. The people came out in big numbers. But then in the evening, here came the coward Black Lives Matter activists in Antifa, attacking people. And they were, you had the Proud Boys there protecting a number of them, but there were just too many people. D.C. police were overwhelmed. They couldn't handle it. What is it that you've learned and what the Angels have learned over the years in terms of protection? Because guess what? These anarchists are not going to go away. And if, in fact, what Sidney Powell and Giuliani are reporting, if this election is turned on its head, all hell's going to break loose, and people need to be smart about how to protect themselves and what they should do in order to survive what is going to be a tsunami reaction by these anarchists. What do you recommend?
Well, look, a lot of merchants and vendors are hedging their bets. They haven't taken their plywood down outside of their businesses because they do anticipate the potentiality of what you said. Let's say there's a reversal of fortunes here. Donald Trump is declared the president of the United States. We know there'll be rioting and looting.
Right. Got a minute left, Curtis. Okay, go ahead.
Right. But you would think by now our federal government would know who the key people in Antifa and Black Lives Matter are and would move in and make arrests and dissemble them. They're not doing that. We do that against the foreign enemies, Al-Qaeda.
Every
day killed another leader of Al-Qaeda in Iran with the help of Israel. And yet we seem to be impotent when it comes to Al-Qaeda and Black Lives Matter. One needs to scratch your head and ask yourself why.
Exactly.
Why haven't we been able to broken into these cell units and render them weak and incapable of doing what they were doing on Saturday night, which was a disgrace for our nation.
Exactly. I'll tell you, Curtis, if Joe Biden is the president, it's not going to stop on Joe Biden's watch because they're going to find out that what Joe Biden promised them, he cannot deliver. And get ready. They will come back with a vengeance. Curtis Sliwa from the Garden Angels. Curtis, as always, appreciate it.
Sponsored by Bank of America. With the home more important than ever, more than half of prospective homebuyers are planning to buy sooner rather than later, according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. In fact, many are actively looking at properties and homes and researching financial advice. However, one in five hopeful buyers feel they lack financial education, making it difficult to know how to move forward with confidence. AJ Barclay, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
Home buying is a personal decision, and there's no secret formula to assessing emotional and financial readiness. Luckily, being armed with the right tools and knowledge can help you feel better equipped for the home buying journey. Our first-time home buyer online edu-series provides an easy-to-understand roadmap to home buying and allows you to go at your own pace as experts guide you on preparing your finances, making an offer, applying for a mortgage, and much more.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homebuyer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19, based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. Both vaccines were developed under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. Tax records are indicating Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's cancer charity spent more than $3 million on salaries and $0 on cancer research during a two-year period. Documents also show the Biden Cancer Initiative, founded by Joe Biden and wife Jill, spent nearly $1 million on travel and conference expenses during that time. Again, $0 for research. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I don't know why people are surprised with that report about Joe Biden. I mean, he set up this Cancer Research Foundation in the name of his son, Bo. You know, and here they are. Nothing for cancer research, all this money, $1 million in, you know, for travel. I'm really not surprised. If you remember when Joe Biden had presented his taxes, I don't know if you noticed, but one of the things I don't know why, but I always look at what people donate. Even Barack Obama, I think his donation was somewhere around 18 to 20%, quite commendable. As a general rule, those are people of faith. You know, a tithe is a 10% is what that's the minimum of what you would donate. Joe Biden was like, I think 1.5, maybe 3%. And you're thinking, here's a guy in service. Maybe somehow he figured because he was in service that he didn't need to, that 1 to 3% was generous because of all the great things that he did on behalf of the people. Maybe that's some of his consideration. But, you know, not surprised. It always seems to be all about Joe. Tracy Beans joins us now, the investigative reporter and founder of Uncover DC. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing terrific. I appreciate you coming on because we've got so much to talk about, particularly what you wrote about here the other day about interveners for Democrats in Pennsylvania lawsuit prove the Trump campaign claims of fraud. I mean, this is really important because we have so many differing attitudes, and I've often said that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we have a lot of opinion flying around, it's point counterpoint regarding this according to this election and accusations of its illegitimacy and voter fraud. But, you know, it is amazing to me that you get, GOP leaders of, these, like in Philadelphia, who's a top GOP election official, and he makes it seem like, well, there was nothing here. Everything ran perfectly. Well, you know, but the questions lacked any kind of critical insight to say, well, if that's the case, why do you have hundreds of people with sworn statements saying this happened? How do you explain that?
Well, it's this particular thing is all fact. Okay, so there's no opinion here whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is this: the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit in which they allege, among other very important things, that Democrat counties, or primarily Democrat counties in Pennsylvania, such as the county where Pittsburgh resides,
yes,
Philadelphia, and others, actually ended up calling voters days and days before the election to cure their mail-in ballots. And what does that mean? It means that if they see, if they open up a ballot and they see it doesn't have a privacy envelope, or they see there's a signature problem or a date problem or whatever, they were calling these voters to come down to election precincts and fix it so that their vote would count.
Mm-hmm.
There's an issue with this, though, because at the heart of all of this, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ended up saying, making a number of decisions in Pennsylvania that were unconstitutional. And the Democrats are holding up the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania as an authority. But the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania affirmed in its decision just recently that there is no curing of mail-in ballots allowed whatsoever, that the ballots are not supposed to be pre-canvassed or even looked at until 7 a.m. on election day.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have Democrat groups such as the NAACP and the League of Women Voters filing to intervene in this case on behalf of the Democrats and the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania. And they're saying, with their signed affidavit, that their voters were contacted days before the election to come in and cure their ballots. In one case, actually, the Democrat Party contacted this voter to come in and cure their ballots. That's blatantly illegal and reaffirmed by the same Supreme Court that the Democrats are holding up on a pedestal. So they literally admitted to fraud in their own complaint, which was accepted by the judge, by the way. And the Trump campaign had alleged that this had happened. Everybody had been denying it. And then in comes the NAACP to say, yeah, this happened. Here's our witnesses.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
And there was no outreach, equal outreach to Republican voters. It was specifically for Democrats.
Absolutely. And that's the problem. So one of the major things that people say is, well, how many votes could that really have been? In this case, it doesn't matter. Why? Because some counties, following guidance from the Secretary of State, which was illegal guidance, reached out to do this process, right? And other counties said, well, that's against the law. It could sacrifice the integrity of our entire election here. We're not doing this. So you've got a case of completely an equal protection case where some parties were had access to a privilege that other parties didn't, and who knows how many other ballots could have been affected by it. So at that point, you have to make a hard decision. You know, what do we do here? We can't figure out who was, which ones had this opportunity and which didn't, or how many votes were discarded. And we have to, they're going to either have to throw all the mail-in ballots out, or they're going to have to do a special election. But in this case, the defendant in the lawsuit has now affirmed a claim in the plaintiff's complaint.
Exactly.
It's admitted it.
Right.
I mean, it's something else.
So what are they going to do? I mean, and this whole idea, I want to go back and for just a moment and go back and revisit what you said, because that is the common, get out of jail card. Well, how many votes are we talking about? I mean, 100 votes wouldn't have changed the results of the election anyway. See, but that has been the ongoing argument for decades, Tracy, is that it has such a minor impact. And that's only the minor impact is only the minor impact that you kind of agree with, that you can understand and see. There's so much hidden behind door number three that we don't know about.
Yeah, and it's not in this case, it isn't a minor impact at all. You know, the watchers not being able to watch is blatantly unlawful.
Yeah.
The what we just talked about is blatantly unlawful. The fact that, there were crates full of ballots brought in and all of them were called for Joe Biden, and the poll watchers who were barred from entering certain areas could hear that going on. This is hundreds of thousands of votes here. This is not five or 10. And even if it were, we need to address this issue. And I'm glad in a way that this is happening, because some of us have been screaming about this and the machines and everything else
yes.
for years. And we're told that we were just crazy tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists who mm-hmm. didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, even Democrats have been yelling about this. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, they have written to the election boards and said, look, we've got to clean this stuff up. Of course, their complaint had a lot more to do with, Dominion, but certainly the whole procedures. I mean, if we're going to have, a credible, free and fair election process, we've just been, very laissez-faire about this stuff. I mean, Chicago, a dear friend of mine down in South Florida who worked in Chicago, he's a lawyer, he said routinely the response for Democrats on election night was they'd say, well, here's the numbers, and they'd say, oh, no, and he said, well, what do you mean no? Well, we don't have the cemetery vote yet.
Yeah,
and people kind of laugh about it, and they whatever, but it's true. And I've said all along, I go, the thing that amazes me is that the Democrats are so incredibly supernatural and powerful. Only that party can raise somebody from the dead, and particularly a staunch Republican who died in their dying breath as a Republican, and somehow they're resurrected and they're voting Democrat.
There's a lot of stuff going on, and I think it's information overload for a lot of people right
exactly.
now. And what we really need to do is laser focus on mm-hmm. the things that can stand up. Like, for example, the media, the legacy media likes to say, all of Trump's lawsuits are getting thrown out. They're conflating the lawsuits of individual citizens who have come forward and claimed in court things, right? Mm-hmm. Their lawsuits are not being treated with the seriousness that they deserve.
Right.
They're being tossed by judges because it's just a little Joe and Amy Smith in whatever county in Michigan who filed a lawsuit because they're being disenfranchised, and who cares about them, right?
Yes.
The Trump campaign's lawsuits are solid, and they are very strong, and I really think that people should be focusing on those, and we should really start to address these activist judges also, because it's one of the major reasons we're having these problems right now.
Well, Tracy, God bless you for all the work you're doing to stay on top of this, to keep us informed. And we've got another segment in which we're going to get into other areas to break this down even further, because it's critical that people understand, because the mainstream media is supporting a false narrative here to make it seem like, these charges are inconsequential. But just what you reported this morning on just, what's going on here, these are major, major importance I'll tell you, the powers to be, they're going to have a tough decision to make here, to either decide to throw everything out and do a whole new election. This is going to be a hard decision for them to make. We've got more from Tracy.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Hindi is the most widely spoken language in India, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club material on television. The goal is to capture the attention of children with songs, Bible stories and applications, memory verses, and other tools to help them understand and respond to God's truth in their own language. Of all the people in India, only 2% profess to be Christians. That leaves 1.2 billion who have yet to know Jesus as their Savior. Together, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead Hindi children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their homes and communities.
For more information about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help lead children across India into relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me tell you, a big part of it is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy Beans is with us, the investigative reporter, founder of Uncovered DC. Tracy, this reveal, an acknowledgement on this Pennsylvania lawsuit. I mean, this is huge. And this is not being reported by the mainstream media that has already come up with an expected end to all this. You know, Joe Biden is the president-elect. He's going to be the 46th president of the United States. And these lawsuits that are pending, I mean, how many of these states have to be reversed in order to negate their narrative and to reelect President Trump? What's the number right now?
There are several different pathways to that final number. It could be any combination of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina has obviously been called for President Trump at this point. So it's several different combinations of these, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states, or even 6 if you count Georgia with all the nonsense that's going on down there.
Exactly.
That are key here, but there are several different pathways.
Were you as disappointed as I was when it seemed the GOP was surrendering Arizona? I thought that they should at least count the ballots.
They weren't actually surrendering Arizona. I had Kelly, I was doing an election night special, and Kelly Ward was actually in studio with us as that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just beside herself. She's the chairwoman of the GOP there.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, this is absolutely insane. We haven't counted anything yet. This is just, you know, not even today's votes are included in here. They should not be doing this. I don't think they conceded in Arizona at all, to be honest.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because I still saw it as being in play here. Now, so with what's happened in this Pennsylvania lawsuit and other lawsuits that are pending that are major, as you say, not the minor ones of individual, which is amazing to me, that individual lawsuits that are brought before the court by these activist judges that are just throwing it out because it happens to be, you know, Joe and Joni Smith. I mean, the everyday American. I mean, the last time I checked, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. But even the judges don't get that either. And that's disgusting that the judges cannot accept a complaint from an everyday citizen as serious as it would the president of the United States.
No, I agree. And, you know, it's a sad thing. And it really is terrifying to see this, because they have valid complaints. They're people. standing up. You know what's going on with the targeting of all these witnesses that are coming forward and
right.
law firms being targeted. We need a bunch of people with a lot of courage and conviction to just keep fighting. Because otherwise, you know, the republic's going to fall. We can't have that happen. So I'm really glad that the new law, you know, group that's working on these things is Rudy and mm-hmm. Victoria Tunzig and Lou Geneva and Sidney Powell and all of these really patriotic Americans that are actually doing the right thing. So.
Well, and the rest of us have to be in support of this, like the rest of us that showed up at the Million MAGA March in D.C. over the weekend, and you were there as well. Tell us what you saw.
Yes, I was actually there. I spoke at the event at Freedom Plaza. I'm going to tell you, I've been to gosh knows how many events in D.C. There were people everywhere. The entire... You know, all of the area around Freedom Plaza was completely packed all the way down the street towards the Capitol. Every side street was wrapped around with people. Mm. Then, you know, there were people that walked to the Supreme Court 2.5 miles, walked back to Freedom Plaza, and people were still just starting to walk down to the Supreme Court for the second rally. And the Capitol building is behind the Supreme Court if you're staring at it.
Right.
There were people shoulder to shoulder from the Supreme Court steps all the way back to the Capitol. So any media, even it's out there telling you there were thousands or tens of thousands of people there, are absolutely lying to you. There had to, I mean, I don't have an exact head count, but looking at the distance and putting people there, there were definitely close to a million people there.
Mm-hmm.
I was staying at the Willard Hotel, which was completely sold out. Every hotel in D.C. was basically completely sold out. People, I randomly bumped into a Trump bus at a gas station in North Carolina, like on some back road somewhere. So
wow.
That's how many people came up to this.
This thing, the way it organically occurred, was just amazing to me, Tracy, because the thought came to mind I last week that this is what needed to happen, and it was already happening, and I wasn't aware fully until I think I found out about it on Wednesday of last week that this was already well underway, and I was just so ecstatic to hear that people were responding. And then when you actually saw the numbers on Saturday with the people coming out, and to confirm a little bit about what you were suggesting earlier, the report from the D.C. police was, in fact, that there were over a million people there.
Not surprised at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely something. If you were there, which a million people were, you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
Like, exactly.
It was something else. I've never experienced anything like it before. The energy, the patriotism. You know, we had an amazing group protecting the rally and the march called First Amendment Praetorian, 1A Praetorian. They're a bunch mm-hmm. of former law enforcement, military guys, Green mm-hmm. Beret, Special Forces that came out to protect all the march goers. And after,
yes.
you know, after the event was over, Antifa waited for the stragglers and the people making their way back slowly to attack. They were pushed off by the sheer number of folks that attended. And I was actually eating dinner at the Willard where that firework explosion went off on Saturday
yeah.
evening.
Yeah, because they threw fireworks right at the diners there at the Willard. Is that where it took place?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had just finished eating, just gotten up, and left when that happened. So.
Oh, wow.
It was, and they were outside of our hotel all night long. All night, all you could hear in the streets was yelling, chants of USA, and then screaming and fireworks going off because the Antifa was throwing fireworks into crowds of people. And, you know, nobody was afraid to wear their MAGA hat. Nobody
yes.
was afraid to wear their
mm-hmm.
red shirt. Everybody there was decked out from head to toe. Even in the evening, they didn't care. And I think that's a stunning testimonial to where we're at right now.
Well, and this is what courage looks like. And yes, courage can be painful, as we had seen, you know, video proof of several MAGA participants that were jumped and beat up. I mean, one gentleman, I hope he's okay. I mean, we saw the video where, you know, one of the cowards came from behind and cold cocked him. And, you
yep.
know, he's bleeding, you know, from his nose and his mouth. Probably sustained some sort of concussion. I mean, it's just awful. And what they did to another gentleman who was riding a scooter, I mean, and like you said, you couldn't keep up with it all. And the D.C. police, there was no way that they could keep up with it. I mean, you know, but again, this is what these cowards do. But I'll tell you, the D.C. police and others have got to get proactive on this, because right now, you know, they can do this to Trump supporters. But I'll guarantee you this, Tracy, the Biden administration and others think that this is going to calm down if he is to become the 46th president. Well, I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is not going to be able to deliver on any perceived promise that he made to these activists, and all hell will break loose on the other side if Joe Biden becomes president as well, because it seems like they are not being proactive. And I say they, I'm talking about the law enforcement officials, to go in, and they should be thinking about doing some mass roundups of these insurrectionists.
Well, the thing about law enforcement, which is very disappointing, is that I experienced this myself. We were turned away from certain streets, even on foot, and pushed back towards where these confrontations were happening. And it was almost as though they did it on purpose. And it caused a lot of people to get very angry and say, you know, we back you guys. Why are you forcing us into, like, I couldn't get back to my hotel. They kept on changing the road closures. They kept on changing, you know, where nobody could give us any direction on anything. You know, they didn't care.
Wow.
They just really didn't care. And it was stunning. You know, there was a woman who was having a medical incident in the crowd, mm-hmm. up towards the stage at the Supreme Court where I was.
Right.
And we were trying, our group was trying to get her up to the police there to help her out. And they refused to even acknowledge what we were doing. Like, they didn't care. They said, sorry, you know, sorry, can't help you. It was really horrible. And I, you know, I came to expect a little bit more from these guys than that. And I'm a huge proponent of supporting the police and backing them. And I really do appreciate everything they do for us. But when you have incidences like this, wherever their orders are coming from or whatever they were told to do, sometimes you have to put that aside for just humanity's sake. And
exactly.
Pushing families towards Antifa agitators that are looking to harm them is really not the way to do that.
Do you think, I mean, this is a thought here, the fact that D.C. is so liberal. I mean, they voted, 94% for Biden. They gave 6% to Donald Trump. Do you think that that perception is quite telling and it bleeds into law enforcement there in D.C.?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I know that it was a really horrible thing that happened, and there's no way to know the politics of these guys. They put on their uniform every day and they go out and do their job, you think. But it was really upsetting and very disappointing, to be honest.
What can we look forward to? We've got about a minute left here this coming week. I mean, with these lawsuits that are pending, this situation in Pennsylvania, I mean, even when you have a Supreme Court justice speaking about this, I mean, this is quite telling here. And I'm looking to the signs to see what, this could be a very revealing and exciting week, if not 2 weeks ahead, for free and fair elections. What do you anticipate?
I agree with you. Everybody keep their eye on the courts and on the lawsuits coming from Team Trump, because that's where it's going to be.
She's an investigative reporter, founder of Uncovered DC. Tracy Beans has been with us. Tracy, how can people be in touch with you?
Absolutely. UncoverDC.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Tracy Beans with a Z at the end.
Well, we look forward to having you back as always, Tracy. Thank you for the time. You take care. Be safe.
Thanks so much.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.